powerful, powerful song. I mean, just listen to the words. Just because we don't feel it, does that mean he's not working? Just because we don't see it? If he would ever stop working, we would be in trouble. If he would ever stop working. I'm so glad, so thankful that he never, ever stops. That he changes lives, and he's here in the midst. This, you can feel his presence this morning. I tell you, I felt it. I felt his presence this morning, and he is just so amazing and so mindful. He deserves all the glory, all the praise. Sister Becky asked me a question this morning about, you know, what was the question again? You know, and that was the question. And just like last night when he said, there's none good but one, Elohim. He was so humble. Like, again, in that scenario, he would not take that platform. He go tell no one, let my Father get the glory. He would never, ever want to take the glory for nothing. He always said, always was giving the Father glory. And his man, he's just amazing. I'm telling you. We on the power of Yahweh. My mind, my brain is thinking of just his glory, and he's so good and so wonderful. But we finished up last night on the knowledge of the holy, and it was a pretty good little service. A lot of scriptures. And I told them last night, I said, I probably won't have that many for y'all this morning, but I lied. I owe y'all an apology because I have a lot of scripture. But once again, Sister Connie said, at least I got my scriptures for the week. Yeah, you do. You got it for a week. You ain't lying. But we're going to go ahead and get started. The power of Yahweh, you know, that power is what changes lives. That power is what heals. That power is what delivers. I experienced that power. Because let me tell you, when the enemy has a stronghold on your life, and you can't shake it no matter which way you turn it. You don't know what to do. You're on rock bottom. It takes the power of Yahweh, that strong right arm that stretched out the heavens, that spoke the world into existence. That's the one that takes you out the miry clay. That's the power of Yahweh that we're talking about this morning. And I'm thankful for that power. The manifestation of Yahweh's power is seen in the creation of the world which we live in. And we see it every day. No matter what we look at, where we pass, we can see the manifestation in this creation of this world that we live in. You know, I get to witness it every morning about going out on that boat because I get to see that sunrise. And it's so beautiful, so beautiful. How what it does, how the world works, you know, just everything, how the water, how it moves, the oxygen level that's in the water that the fish get to live in. And you think about all those things, and that's all that manifestation that he's talking about. The trees, you know, how they die and then they come back to life in seasons, and it just is so amazing, so wonderful, so wonderful, that power. And in Psalms 19, 1 through 2, it says, the heavens declare the glory of El, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Sheweth. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. Psalms 33, 6 through 9. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together, and as in heap, he laid up the depth in the storehouses. We're talking about the manifestation of this world that we live in. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. He just had to speak. He spoke the world into existence. Got a couple of scriptures in here in the Genesis 1. It says, God said, God said, God said, God said. And it all happened. It all, he fulfilled it. He fulfilled it. Isaiah 40, 21. Here's a couple of questions they're asking. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? Let's see if we can answer them. John 1, 3. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He made everything. There was nothing that wasn't made that wasn't made by him. Our earth owes its existence to Elohim, who through whatever means and process he saw fit to create the world. Whatever means and process, to mean whatever he wanted to start with day one, let there be light, and there was light. And day two, and day three, however means that he seen fit. And I tell you, this world that we live in, the world's not perfect, but what he created is perfect. And the way he saw fit to make it is just amazing. Genesis 1. We're going to, it goes all these scriptures starting already. I talk too fast. I had to give Sister Kim some of the scriptures from last night because she missed a couple of them. So we're going to go with Genesis 1. I'm not going to read all of them. I think I put some of them in it. No, I didn't. I got to read it. So you can write it down. Genesis 1, verse 1, verse 3, 6 through 7. 9 through 11, verse 14, 20, and 24, 26, and 27. 26 through 29. And I'm just pointing out, these are the ones where he said, and God said, and God said. Verse 1, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. What he asks is in one of the scriptures, you know, have you not heard who created it from the beginning? Here it is. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Verse 3. And this is where it goes to how he seen fit to create it. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 6. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Verse 9. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10, and Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called he sees. And Elohim saw that it was good. Verse 11, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Meaning, an apple tree can't make a pear. An apple tree is an apple tree. A pear tree is a pear. After his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And, you know, we also know that one of those trees was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He made it after its kind. Don't touch it, but what man does, goes ahead and eat. That's what men do. We eat. Verse 20, and Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. 24, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. 26 through 29, And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created him, male and female, created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Psalms 111, 1 through 6. Says, praise ye Yah. I will praise Yahweh with my whole heart in the assembly of upright and in the congregation. And that's what he allowed us to do just a few moments ago. He allowed us to praise him with our whole heart in the congregation, in his upright and in the assembly of the upright and in this congregation. The works of Yahweh are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endure forever. You never stop working. His righteousness endure forever. He had made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. We seen a bunch of that last night. He's gracious and full of compassion. That's his goodness towards us. He had given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Show the people the power of his works. Psalm 71, 17 through 19. Psalm 71, 17 through 19. It says, O Elohim, thou hast taught me from my youth, and here too have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed and thin-haired, bald-headed, O Elohim, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. He wants us to proclaim his power, to proclaim his goodness and his wonderful works. The righteousness also, O Elohim, is very high. Who has done great things, O Elohim, who is like unto thee? No one. He said, I am the first and I am the last. I am the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the dominant one. Psalm 77, 10 through 14. Psalm 77, 10 through 14. It says, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years. I will remember the years of thy right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of Yah. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Like we're doing this morning. I meditated on this when Pastor texted me to do the services 3-4 days ago. I meditated on last night. I woke up early this morning. It was still on my mind. And here we are talking about it. Talking about what he's done. You know, when we're walking by somebody or we're in the midst of some people, let's talk about the good things he's done for us. I got a lot to say about what he's done for me. I'm talking about that power that we're talking about this morning. Listen, I was in a mess. I'm talking about a mess. Said the enemy sought to destroy my very life. Listen, when the enemy is seeking to destroy your very life, there's only one person that can get you out of that. Only one. When he's ripping your character to shreds, ripping it to shreds. Whoo, thank you. The power. That way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. That way, Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Guess what? The power of Yahweh is in this sanctuary. Just because we don't see it, he's working. Who is so great as El, as our Elohim? Thou art the El that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. I know he declared the strength among us. Many of us. I'm pretty sure we all got a testimony in this place. Every last one of us can talk about what he did for us. And what he continued to do for us. Never stops working. Man, I tell you, I'm probably going to sing this song through this whole message. So good. Elohim has the power to accomplish anything that can be accomplished. Exodus 19, verse 5, verse 9, and verse 16 through 20. Remember, he has the power to accomplish anything that can be accomplished. And this is Moses right here. Moses is dealing with the people. He says, now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice, indeed keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And Yahweh said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud. He's about to show him some power here in a little while. And the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yahweh. Verse 16. And it came to pass on that third day in the morning that there were thundering and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp tremble. You know, you kind of think a little crazy at the time. You're like, boy, I wish I would have been there. No, you don't. Listen, we get in bad weather, and when lightning start popping, we scared. I'm scared. I don't know about y'all, but I don't like lightning. And it could be miles from us. Can you imagine? They right by this mountain, and he's speaking, and it's like lightning. Man, you don't want to be there. You talking about tremble. Talking about run like Jonah, the opposite way. Far from that. You don't want to. I don't want to be there. I don't want to see that. No. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim. Is Moses crazy? Y'all come meet Elohim. Meet him. He's speaking and I'm trembling. And they stood at the neither part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mountain quaked greatly. It wasn't a little shake. Can you imagine a mountain shaking? The whole mountain shaking greatly? It wasn't just a little vibration. Like you're sitting in a recliner, them little reclining things that, little massaging chair feels so good. No. This thing was rocking. And it's still burnt to this very day. Till this very day. He left his mark on a mountain. And they wondering how it got there. All we got to do is read the Bible. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Elohim answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came upon Mount Sinai at the top of the mountain, and Yahweh called Moses on the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. You know why we have so much, They can't understand why that's still black, still charred at the top of the mountains, because they don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to believe us enough. We have so much, when you start talking about, you know why we have so much conflict and turmoil when you start telling people about the Bible, because they don't want to believe the truth. We're talking about the true living God here, and people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth. Exodus 20, 18 through 19. It says, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. That's what I would have did too. I would have stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. They thought they were dying. Isaiah 44, 6 through 8. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and besides me there is no Elohim. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people in the things that are coming and shall come, let them shew unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are my witnesses. Is there an Elo beside me? Yeah, there is no refuge. I know not enemy. And what he's saying right here is that by his power, he's in control of time, circumstances, and our lives. Events, that's what he's saying right here. I'm in control of all that by my power. By my power, I control all the circumstances, events, and time that's in your life. Isaiah 44, 24 through 27. Thus said Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad. Anybody know what diviners is? That's witchcraft. He makes them mad. That turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. It says, I am Yahweh that maketh all things and that frustrates the tokens of the liars and make diviners mad. You know why? Because he's Yahweh. He has the power. Only him can predict the future. Only him can put things into motion. Only him can say, this is going to happen 10, 12 years from now, and it happens. No, they can't, the diviners can't do that. That's why he makes them mad. They can't stand him. Oh, but we love him. Verse 26, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. He's prophesying right here. Listen to what he said. That's, I'm going to fulfill it. Thou shalt be inhabited into the city. Ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, 5 through 7, and verse 18. I am Yahweh. This thing keeps disappearing on me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I formed the light and created darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Listen, if he creates evil, guess what? Don't you think he could protect us from it? If he creates it, we should not fear. Verse 18, for thus said Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I think he's trying to get our attention here, that he is the one true Elohim, and there will never be another like him, ever. Isaiah 46, verse 5 and verse 9 through 11. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Who are we going to compare him to? Can't compare him to nobody else. I read nothing nowhere else that I stretched out the heavens by myself. I spoke the world into existence. I said, let there be light, and there was light. I created man in my own image. I read about this nowhere. I mean, you hear about this big bang, Derry poof and bang, and we was here. But, oh, yeah, right. Come on now. We so over the big bang, Derry, it's not even fun no more to talk about it. It's not even challenging. Put it to you that way. It's not even challenging no more because it doesn't make no sense. Verse 9 through 11. Remember the former things of old, for I am El, and there is none else. I am Elohim, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel, from a far country. Yeah, I have spoken it, and it will also bring it, and will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Listen, I have spoken it, I will bring it to pass. If I gave you a word, if I told you something in your life, you can best believe I'm going to bring it to pass. If I told you you're going to prosper, if I told you you're going to preach, if I told you you're going to witness, if I told you you're going to evangelist, whatever I'm telling you, I will bring it to pass. I purposed it. I will also do it. Isaiah 43:1-13. But now, thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I have called thee by thy name. I called Connie. I called Sister Elaine. I called Sister Lois, Sister Kathy, Brother Jacob, Brother Lee, Brother Joe, Brother Jack, Sister Hannah. I call y'all by y'all name. Thou art mine.
Thank you, Father.
Thou art mine. We his. We are his. Brother Eddie and Eula May. I can name everybody in here. Everybody. Sister Gloria, Uncle Herman, Anita. Y'all are mine. Ernie, Jenny, Sister Dawn, and Jerry. Sister Lynn, Sister Kelsey, everybody. Y'all are mine. That's powerful. We're his. Who can come nigh thee? Who can snatch us out of his hand? His word says nobody. Nobody. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When the waters get a little rough, thou art mine. I will be with thee. Through the rivers, I will be with thee. We're going to go through some things. It's life. The flame kindle means it would not even ignite. And we've seen that. We witnessed it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Man, he said, I put three in there, but I see four. I see four. I will be with thee through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. They're not going to, however you want to say it, or come over you. You won't be underneath. For I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou weighs precious, since thou was precious in my sight, wow, precious in his sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to finish right here, that brother Philip. Where I left off at. Honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Who can keep you back? Ain't none. Nothing can keep us back when we proclaim in the power of Yahweh, when we walk in that power that he's given us. Give them back, he says. Give them back. You can't have them. You can't keep them back. This helping anybody? This definitely helped me. I'm not even lying. Let me catch up. I done lost my spot. This thing acting up. Okay, verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Oh, what were we created for? His glory. What was Yeshua created for? His glory. That's why he said the things he said. That's why he said there's none good but one. I'm created for his glory. We created for his glory. I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes. He's about to show us some power right here. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. I wonder what he's going to do. Huh? I wonder. The blind's going to see and the deaf's going to hear. That's what I would assume. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and shew us former things. Let him bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. It is truth. Let them bring forth their witnesses. That's what we are. We witnesses. Oh, ye. Here it tells us right here. Ye are my witnesses, said Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen. You chose me. Me. Little old me. You mean, come on. You're amazing. That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no L form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shewed when there was no strange Elohim among you. Notice that Elohim is all lowercase. No strange a little Elohim. He can't compare to who I am among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, say Yahweh, that I am El. There he go calling us his witnesses again. I think he's trying to get our attention. Some things that we need to be doing. We need to be speaking right about him. We need to be witnessing the people about him, telling them how good he is and what he's done for us and what he's going to continue to do. Never stop working. Sing that song to somebody when you come across to them next time. I know I'm going to play it on the boat. Joe, you're about to hear it in the morning going out. Yeah, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who shall let it? I will work, and who shall let it? Key thing, who shall let it? We have to let him. We have to humble ourselves before him and give our all to him. We have our own self-will. He's never, ever, ever going to go against our own self-will. He didn't do it with Adam and Eve, and he ain't going to do it with us. Thus said Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and their Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus said Yahweh, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Thus said Yahweh, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. That means, hey, again, it's going to be some rough waters you're going to get in. But trust me, I am Yahweh that's going to make a path for you. Psalms 145, 1 through 21. Psalms 145, 1 through 21. I told you I had a bunch of scriptures, man, I'm telling you. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I will extol thee, my Elohim, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Now, this is us. This is our part. This is things that we should be saying. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Yahweh is gracious, there we go, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Remember that measure, what we measure out to people is how it's going to be measured back to us. Full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Yahweh is good to all. He's not distinctive. He doesn't good to some, good to this group, good to that group. He's good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. Thy saints, that's us, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk about and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yahweh upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that he bow down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He opened up his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. Yahweh is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He's not some far off, that omnipresence. He's there, not a piece of him. He doesn't divide himself, he doesn't divide himself amongst his people. When he's in your presence, he's all of him is in your presence. But we have to call upon him in the truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. I mean, fear is not scared of him. Remember, we're talking about reverence, giving him the utmost respect. And he will desire them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Anybody ever cried out? And what, did he deliver? Proof. Living proof right here. Cried out. Because I didn't know what way to go. I was done. Finished. And guess what? He did just what this scripture said. He saved me. Only him. By his power. Yahweh preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked he will destroy. And we read some scriptures last night that say he hates sin. He hates it. And he will destroy the wicked. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. When our mouth speak the praise of Yahweh, that's when we're speaking right about him. That's when we're giving him the glory that he deserves and the honor that he deserves. Genesis 18:11-14. You know, his power is so unique. His power is unlimited. He has unlimited power. And he's showing us right here in Genesis 18:11-14. It's miraculous. He did a miraculous thing in Sarah's life. In Abraham. It was old. She laughed, it said. When the angel spoke it to her. It says, now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. That don't mean 60s or 70s. When well stricken means they was up there, 90s. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Meaning there's no way possible she could have had a child. No way possible. But with the power of God, all things are possible. All things. You don't count him out when he's on your side. You never out. Never out when he's on your side. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, So I have pleasure, my sovereign being, oh, also. Talking about Abraham, my sovereign being also, old also. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh? He's asking Abraham, is anything too hard for Yahweh? At the time appointed that he goes, saying, if I'm telling you I'm going to do it in the future, and I will do it. I will see it through. According to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Numbers 11, 21 through 23. And Moses said, the people, here we go, here we are, they, He's got them out of Egypt, and here they go complaining. This is what he's about to tell them right here. You know, they complain about the food. When I was in Egypt, I had grapes and strawberries and ham and just a buffet of stuff. And here you are trying to feed me manna. Well, don't you know that's the power of God? Huh? So what he's telling them, he said, okay, you want meat? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. It's going to come out your nostrils. I'm going to give you so much meat. Y'all want meat? I'm going to show y'all my power. And Moses said, the people among whom Moses, now this is what he's telling Moses. He told Moses before this that he's going to give them that much meat. So Moses asks him a question. He says, for whom I am are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Father, I got 6,000 footmen. How you going to give me that much? There he goes, questioning the power of God. After he brought them out of Egypt, they still questioning his power. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? If he seen fit, if he wanted to gather all the fish, he could have. But he was going to show them. Y'all want to complain? That's why, don't be quick to complain about when something's happening in our lives. It's happening for a reason. First of all, it's probably happening because of our own self, you know. Second of all, he's testing us. He wants to see how true and faithful we're going to stay to him, how much we're going to trust him. And Yahweh said unto Moses, is Yahweh hand wax sharp? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. You about to see it. You about to witness power. Like meat come out my nose. Oh man, that's power. Jeremiah 32:17. Not just a handful of people needed. We're talking about 6,000 men. 600, yeah, not 600. Oh, my sovereign Yahweh, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Psalms 115:3, but our Elohim is in the heavens. He had done whatsoever he had pleased. Does whatever he wants. Basically, whatever he wants, who can stop him? It takes the power of Yahweh to bring somebody to salvation. It takes the power of Yahweh to bring somebody to salvation. Only his power can save us. Matthew 19:23-26. Then say Yeshua unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And his disciples heard it. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, and I underline, who then can be saved? But Yeshua beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Who can be saved? Only by his power. It takes his power to save us. And this is the one. You're talking about his power on display? It took the power of Yahweh to raise Yeshua from the dead. It took the power of Yahweh to raise Yeshua from the dead. I come across this little article thing that somebody wrote. It was two men having a conversation. And one of them asked him, one of the men asked, he said, how do you know Jesus lived? He said, I read about him in the Bible. He's mentioned in the Bible. He's mentioned in other literatures, too. He said, but mainly in the Bible. He said, that's only the Bible. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, how do you know, I want to say George Washington, but I could be mistaken. It was one of the presidents or whatever. He says, how do you know he lived? He said, he laughs. He says, everybody knows that. He said, you're telling me that, he said, but it's only recorded in books, in history books. He said, so how do you know he lived, though? He said, have you ever met the man? He said, of course not. He's dead. He said, so you're telling me that you believe, he said, so you believe what you read in a book? And I'm trying to remember everything because I read this thing like 10 times just this morning so I could tell y'all. He says, so you're telling me you believe what you read in the book? And he said, he said, of course. He said, how else are we going to believe something if we don't read it in the book? He said, certainly the Bible is a book. Certainly the Bible is a book. So if you're going to believe what you believe in a history book, but yet when I tell you something about the Bible, you're not going to believe it? The Bible is a book just like your history book. Why are you not going to believe it? What's the difference? Something like that. And I'm pretty sure I messed up the story some kind of way. But it was in that somewhere around there. Matthew 28:1-6. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, we're talking about the power of Yeshua, raising Yeshua right here, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of Yahweh descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his remnant white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Yeshua, which was impaled. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the master lay. Listen, and not only did he say, bang, I'm going to raise my son. And he said, just to prove it, I'm going to do it again. Not raise his son again, but John 11. I didn't get this down, but I remembered it. John 11, verse 25. He said, just to prove it to y'all, I'm going to do it again. Yeshua said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Huh? The power, just to show you, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm going to prove it to y'all, and I'm going to do it again. Those that are dead, going to raise, meet him in the air. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show y'all that I'm going to do it again. He ain't playing. Is there anything too hard or impossible for Yahweh? And these are the last two scriptures, I promise. Mark 10:27 and Luke 1:37. Mark 10:27 and Luke 1:37. Is there anything too hard or impossible for Yahweh? Let's see what Mark says. And Yeshua, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with Elohim, for with Elohim all things are possible. Luke 1:37, for with Elohim nothing shall be impossible. Oh, and I got one more. I lied again. I'm sorry. Jeremiah 10:10-12. Now, this is the last one. But with God, all things are possible. Jeremiah 10:10-12. But Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the mighty ones that have not made the heavens and the earth. Thus shall ye say to them that haven't made the heavens and the earth. Even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He had made the earth by his power, and he had established the world by his wisdom, and had stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Wow. And that is the power. And that's just some of the scriptures. I'm telling you, man, there's so much more scriptures that talks about the power of Yahweh. And it is just amazing. Amazing. And then he manifests it in our lives. He does miraculous things for us. He's just amazing. He is just so amazing. And I tell you, I love him and appreciate him. Even when we don't see it or feel it, he's still working. He is still working by his power, by his power. So I thank y'all for coming out again today, for taking the time out to come hear his word. It's just amazing. He loves us that much that he worked out every detail of our life to see that we was here this morning. To give him the honor and glory, the presence that we felt here this morning was just awesome. His presence was awesome, and I just love him and appreciate him. Let's remember the announcement.